Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Now then, this has been quite the month for all the new things coming out that we get here about on a regular basis. Yes. And next week we're going to have a new book by Bob Woodward and co-author Robert Costa. Bob Woodward, one of the All the President's Men kind of guys, which has some stunning revelations about the events of the last several months. And this will be particularly about General Mark Milley, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I want to talk about those simply because this is one of those things where it's a smoking gun bombshell, one on top of the other, that has very, very, very troubling implications. These are troubling for me, they're troubling for you, they're troubling for anybody in the United States. Not just because about what happened, but what could also happen again, and, you know, how are we to know how far it's going to go? The big reason is because General Milley is still the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff today. The bottom line of the book called Peril is that for a time, Milley established in America a military dictatorship. He not only went around Trump, he put himself ahead of Trump. And he did this with the consent and collusion of Nancy Pelosi. Now, on its level ahead here, this seems so staggering in and of itself. But on top of this treason, there's a double treason. Namely that Milley, in addition to making himself the commander-in-chief, was in charge, in effect, of the nuclear codes. And he was the head of the government. And on top of that, after he joins forces with a political adversary in Nancy Pelosi. He goes around Trump. Then he calls the head of the Chinese military. And he tells them that he will warn them if the United States decides to attack. So if Trump gives the order to attack, Milley will tip off the Chinese. Now, when we invaded Panama, we knew right up to 5 hours prior to touching down, we knew exactly where Manuel Noriega was. And that's what it was about. It was going and getting Noriega. It was an arrest. It was a raid. And somebody called him and tipped him off. And most everybody that died in the invasion of Panama died in the invasion of Panama because there was no way to get our hands on Noriega faster. So we had to go through the city looking for him. I don't even know what to say about this, because the Chinese, this would not be a... No, we're not going to China to arrest anybody. This would be an all-out war. And this guy's saying, I'm going to tip you off. It's outrageous. And it's terrifying. And I don't think anything like this has happened before in American history. I don't think it's ever happened in the Pentagon. I don't think it's ever happened among the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I'm having a hard time thinking what the these implications cannot be understood. They are huge. And I think that even though the Democrats are working hard to sort of quickly do damage control here, Milley, of course, has not said a word. And the GOP is, at the moment, silent about this. Largely silent. We can't be largely silent. We have to look at what seems to have happened, and we have to think it through. Milley was concerned that President Trump was going to, quote, go rogue. So he summoned the top generals and did an Alexander Haig on them. He basically told them that Trump isn't in charge. He's in charge. And that no matter what they're told, no matter what Trump tells them, they do the procedure, they do the process, but he's part of that procedure. And then apparently Milley goes around the room and gets all of the generals to take a kind of collective oath pinky swear. Do you swear? Do you swear? Do you swear? And all of the generals in the room at the time apparently gave their word that they would not do anything that Trump said without going through Milley. Typically that's called a coup or a conspiracy or both. Now Milley, in addition to this, was working with Pelosi hand in hand. And that may seem obvious. He's trying to, you might say, well, he's going through the democratic process. Pelosi is part of the leadership of a different branch of government, right? So Pelosi says to Milley, reportedly from the book, you know he's crazy, referring to Trump. He's been crazy for a long time. Now, Pelosi, this is not treasonous on her part. That's her opinion, and she's entitled to say it. But what's interesting is that Milley goes, Madam Speaker, I agree with you on everything. So Milley is basically saying, you and I together can sidestep Trump. We can make Trump not the president for a while. I, Milley, will be the president in the meantime. And then Milley calls General Lee, the head of the Chinese military. And he allegedly stated, General Lee, you and I have known each other for now 5 years. If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. Sort of telling him, I can't take control of the nuclear codes by myself, but I can at least give you a full warning. You really need to consider what's going on here. And your question number one is going to be, how does Bob Woodward know any of this? This book is based on 200 interviews with witnesses and firsthand participants, documents, calendars, diaries, emails, and meeting notes. And the key point is that Woodward and Costa claim they have the exclusive transcript of Milley's call, not only with Pelosi, but with the Chinese general. And that's referred to as a smoking gun. If they can produce those calls, then there needs to be hearings. And there needs to be, and those calls need to be produced. The Vindman brothers, if you remember those milquetoasts, Alexander Vindman stated, if this is true, General Milley must resign. He usurped civilian authority. He broke the chain of command. He violated the sacrosanct principle of civilian control over the military. It's an extremely dangerous precedent. You simply can't simply walk away from that. There's more to this than him quitting. This is treason, and it's treason twice. Remember when Milley was in front of Congress and he was worried about white rage and he wanted to go study what made these people try to overthrow the Constitution on January the 6th? The January 6th protesters didn't have an insurrection. Milley did. They didn't have a coup. Milley did. They posed no threat to the Constitution. Milley does. This has got to be taken all the way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. While a lot of you have been distracted by the unfortunate case of Gabrielle Petito and this fiancé of hers who apparently murdered her, so that's what we're being told, and now the sideshow of Dog the Bounty Hunter now insinuating himself into this, and he's tracking him down and all this other stuff. There's been other things happening. There have been other things happening. Now, for those of us, like, I live in South Carolina, so I'm a long way from the southern border. Some people are not so far away. Some of the things happening on the southern border are downright perturbing, if you will. One of the things that has been happening is that, you remember the Haitian migrants that were supposedly whipped by the guys on horseback when they weren't whipped by the guys on horseback, the Border Patrol guys? A lot of them who have made it across, ostensibly while in federal custody, have hijacked several buses while being transported and forced out their drivers. These incidents, and more, this has happened more than once, have occurred while migrants were being taken from the camp beneath the Del Rio Ciudad Acuna International Bridge to processing centers across the region, as well as from the processing centers to local airports for deportation flights. And it is, there is a possibility this could cause the government's immigration enforcement operations to be halted. So what's been happening, according to the Washington Examiner, is that they've been basically overpowering the drivers, and they actually hijack a couple of the buses, and they drive them down the road a little ways, and they escape. This has happened, apparently, multiple times. Same source said they're moving the detainees, but they're not shackled. They're not restrained in any way. One of the things they did most recently was they kicked out a window and 22 of them escaped. So here's my question, and I'm just maybe being overly simple here on this one. How the hell can these guys who are supposedly in custody hijack buses and take the bus drivers into custody? How naive and weak have we become? Is there anything the Biden administration can do competently and with some sort of determination other than thumbing their collective nose at the Constitution and browbeating you into accepting an unvetted experimental substance into the body and generally taking away the freedoms the founders bequeathed them? For the love of God, the Biden administration has accepted, proactively manufactured, to be a more precise on this point, defeat in Afghanistan to the Taliban. Semi-nomadic goat herders from the 9th century. They've allowed China to get away with murder, mass murder. And they're letting China figuratively walk all over us while appearing to wish to emulate the Chinese Communist Party's push to completely usurp and obliterate any and all of its citizens' remaining freedoms. How bad has this become? The United States Army garrison in Japan recently announced that it probably couldn't even repel a potential incursion by monkeys. And they have also ceded our southern border to anyone who cares to stroll in from Mexico and or who has walked to it from Central America, regardless of criminal history. They don't get tests for coronavirus. Completely unvetted. Sex traffickers, drug runners, terrorists, come on in. But if you do become an American citizen, you will have to get vaccinated and use everyone else's correct pronouns, or else. And now we can't even prevent migrants from hijacking the buses used to transport them. And I just got to wonder what's next in this constant party that we have going on now. Will we suddenly and dastardly be attacked by Albania, which will probably cause the Biden administration to surrender? Will the Girl Scouts of America threaten to take over the Capitol unless every one of you commits to buying a minimum of 10 boxes of their cookies every year in perpetuity? I mean, it looks like that is a possibility that could happen. Based on what we're seeing, I don't know exactly how that would be stopped. And this is basically open borders. There's no way around this. Open borders is not sustainable. Even Barack Obama says this. Barack Obama wanted to, you know, he wanted to give out amnesty left, right, and center, but even he is looking at what is going on. That got edited out of an ABC interview with George Stephanopoulos the other day. Even Barack Obama sees what's going on and understands what it's doing to the Democratic Party. Democratic Party, for all due purposes, they stole an election. They walked around telling us, like, you know, we're just supposed to sit there and take it, that we did what had to be done. We did what had to be done to get the proper outcome to this election. That being electing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, incompetent, senile, unlikable. I keep hearing, every time we hear the news here, right, I'll be sitting here listening to the news, and I'll hear about how Joe Biden's popularity has cratered. What popularity? I had to go buy gas today. And I live in an area where gasoline is relatively cheap. And, I'm just sitting there, I look at that gas price on that pump, and I'm thinking, Joe Biden? I'm looking at, I don't know if you've noticed it, but like where I live, every time I go into a grocery store, and it doesn't matter which one it is, I'm seeing a lot more bare shelves than we used to have. And that's because the corona porn is still going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, on Thursday said natural gas must be included in a clean energy program.
On the energy, I'm all for all of the above. I'm all for clean energy, but I'm also for producing the amount of energy that we need to make sure that we have reliability. And I'm concerned about
without
that.
Without carbon capture, correct?
Well, I'd love to have carbon capture. We don't have the technology because we really haven't gotten to that point.
The remark is sure to anger climate advocates who have opposed the use of natural gas in a key program known as the Clean Electricity Performance Program. The Supreme Court says Justice Brett Kavanaugh has tested positive for COVID-19. The High Court said in a press release Friday that Kavanaugh has no symptoms and has been fully vaccinated since January. Kavanaugh and all other justices had a routine coronavirus test ahead of Friday's ceremonial investiture for Justice Amy Coney Barrett. This is USA Radio News. A federal appeals court sided with the Biden administration late Thursday in a ruling that will allow the Department of Homeland Security to continue to impose COVID restrictions that have blocked the majority of asylum seekers from entering the U.S. this year, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We're in the midst of a pandemic. The Centers for Disease Control has a Title 42 authority that we exercise to protect the migrants themselves, to protect the local communities, our personnel, and the American public. The pandemic is not behind us. Title 42 is a public health policy, not an immigration policy.
Immigration advocates who have sued the administration to end the policy say it is an enforcement measure disguised as a public health order. The dollar began the last quarter of 2021 near its highest levels of the year and was headed for its best week since June as investors expected a hawkish-sounding Federal Reserve to lift U.S. interest rates sooner than its major peers. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Salute line, the militia line, Reformation, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. If you have the right mask and you use it in the right way, it can protect you. And what the right mask is a well-fitting N95 mask that is thrown out after every use, which will well protect against viruses. It will. That means that you have to have a sleeve of these things per day. You're going to go through multiples. Paper surgical masks are useless against viruses. No, some people wear the same one day in and day out. That's less than useless. And then they drop them in the trash. This is not regarded as medical waste. This is just garbage. And then, you know, we've got all of these vectors of disease laying around in various places in parking lots and everywhere else. Likewise, a cloth mask, which people repeatedly use for days or weeks, is probably an effective bacteria and virus vector rather than protector.
If you want to doubt what I'm saying here, just look at the latest data out of Oregon, where Governor Kate Brown's latest totalitarian mask mandate coincided with a huge increase in COVID cases. Now, correlation is not causation, but there's some other data out there to suggest they're one and the same. So we get this from the National Review. On August 24th, Oregon Governor Kate Brown reinstated a state masking requirement that requires everyone 5 years and older, regardless of vaccination status, to wear a mask, face covering, or face shield in outdoor spaces if they are less than 6 feet apart from individuals not in their household. She said cases and hospitalizations are at a record high. Masks are a quick and simple tool we can immediately deploy to protect ourselves and our families and quickly help stop further the spread of COVID-19. On August 24th, Oregon had 49,889 active cases of COVID-19. Most recently, they had 86,623 active cases of COVID-19, an increase of 73% from the day the governor announced the outdoor mask requirement. And keep in mind that cases merely mean positive tests. An active case does not necessarily mean that the person is significantly ill. Now, I might not go so far as to say that masks are indeed vectors, but it's pretty clear that they weren't doing anything to save people there. And, you know, this is just one story. And one story is just one story, and it has little statistical value. But then we get this from Twitter. A Twitter user named IM has been tracking the fact that masks and lockdowns seem to make no difference to COVID spread. And here's just a few of the tweets on the subject. We get newly reported deaths in Hawaii have risen 1,740% the past 2 months, despite one of the longest mask mandates in the world and overwhelming compliance. So I have to ask once again, why Ron DeSantis did not mandate double masking and spend more time promoting vaccinations there. Then we get this. Cases in South Korea have been at a record high level for nearly 3 months now, despite 99% mask compliance. Mask mandate and fines for non-compliance. So it's always nice to hear politicians and experts keep pushing more mask mandates and forcing masks on two-year-olds. Then we get Singapore has officially reached a new high in cases 527 days into their mask mandate, with 82% of their population fully vaccinated. Pretty incredible feat of media gaslighting that no one is asking politicians and experts how they can continue justifying mandates. Cases in Alaska are the highest they've ever been and the highest in the U.S. They reached 50% of 18-plus fully vaccinated by May 20th, a few weeks before Fauci said with 50% of adults vaccinated, you wouldn't see surges like in the past. Why is anyone still listening to a word he says? Cases are rising in Minnesota faster than any other state in the U.S., so we're up to what now? 15 states Ron DeSantis is responsible for all at once. Tremendously impressive. I don't know that I'll ever get over the L.A. mandated masks 2+ months ago. Neighboring Orange County didn't mandate masks, yet the county without a mandate did better and followed the same trajectory. If sanity and science still existed, we'd be done pretending masks matter. Been nearly 2 weeks since Denmark ended all domestic COVID restrictions, no vaccine passports or mask mandates, so I wanted to see how it's gone. Well, would you look at that? Cases are declining. Guess that means we need more masks on two-year-olds and vaccine passes, right? And it goes on and on and on. And the fact that this data relentlessly repeat the same pattern suggests a few conclusions. This is called science, by the way. Think of us as having been experimented on for nearly 2 years now. We know lockdowns don't work. We know mask mandates don't work. We know that vaccines are of limited efficacy.
Now, without getting into the potential downside risk of the vaccines, you know, and that's being fiercely debated now as we speak, it appears that the vaccines offer some protection against getting very sick from COVID, but no protection against catching the Delta variant, which the vaccines themselves may have triggered. The smartest thing to do would be to set up early intervention treatments. I mean, instead of getting out there and saying what you can and can't have, everybody should have easy access to ivermectin or the hydroxychloroquine cocktail, which includes azithromycin and zinc, which they can start taking immediately. And I've said this before, and that this is that COVID is the only disease I know of that the medical establishment refuses to treat people until they're at death's door. There's a lot of reasons for that, primarily that the doctors have their hands tied. And, of course, the government's refusal to act is because the Democrats who run the government don't want COVID to end. This has been their e-ticket to unlimited power. The worst thing that can happen to them is to have COVID become a treatable disease like a cold or flu, which it is a treatable disease. But going back to the original point, these stifling, dirty, inconvenient, face-obscuring, voice-obscuring masks, which remind me of that more restrictive burqa, which have made cities dirtier, are useless. They have very little efficacy at all, if any. And that's only the N95. The N95s will work, but you got to change them. If you go out five times, you got to have five masks. And I don't even know if you have to change them more often than that. But whatever's going on, I sit there and I look at all this stuff and I look at all these things they keep wanting to promote and push and all this other stuff. And when they keep coming back to the mask, I just keep wondering, why? Why do we keep coming back to the mask? Because that's the worst of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you to get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. When I was in basic training, there were a few females that were, first of all, we were segregated in basic training. Females were kept with females, and there was no co-ed training. Although from time to time we would watch them because they would be in the training area before we got to the training area, and we get to watch them go through their various paces as they went along. And there would be on the fire maneuver course, there would be a couple of females that could do it. I mean, they could do it, and they could do it well. They did it with incredible skill, incredible agility. I mean, they did it as good as any of us could have done it. Without a doubt, there were plenty of us that couldn't do it as well. But, I mean, it was more of combat is a man's gig. And, you know, think what you want to think as far as what I'm telling you. That's the truth. Which leads me to my next little musing here, because I'm really getting sort of sick of some of this stuff. Because the left always ruins everything they touch. And like Joe Biden at a shampoo convention for teenage girls, they try to touch everything. They have ruined sports. They have ruined comedy and food and more. Are all in the process of having the joy sucked out of them by leftists insisting politics dominate everything, jokes be replaced with political statements, and that we eat bugs. And they really are horrible people. And one target they've had their eyes on for a while is James Bond. Problematic because he's a straight white male who fights for what's right and all of which are things the left cannot stand. And whenever the person playing James Bond comes to the end of their tenure, there's always a push to change what Bond is. either certain parts of his character or all of his existence. From James Bond should be a man of color to James Bond should be a woman, the left will seek to control everything they can and destroy everything they can't. Here's the problem. James Bond is a man. He's a white man, if you really want to get technical. And he's popular with the ladies. He's not interested in men. And these are just a few of the reasons the left is seeking to destroy him. Now, they'll pretend it's not about destruction, but it's about destruction and everybody knows it. So the push to make Bond a woman has been dismissed out of hand, thankfully, by producer Barbara Broccoli, whose family owns the rights to the character. She recently said James Bond is a male character. I hope that there will be many, many films made with women, for women, by women, about women. I don't think we have to take a male character and have a woman portray him. So, yes, I see him as a male. Barbara Broccoli is the daughter of Cubby Broccoli, who was the original James Bond producer. Daniel Craig, the outgoing Bond, added, "Why does James Bond have to be a woman? Someone should write a role just as good as James Bond for a woman." Now, there's one woke hurdle cleared. But no hurdle is ever cleared with the left. They just wait, and they'll be back. There are a host of women that could play an action hero today that are just phenomenal, without a doubt. But there's a couple of things you have to do when you're looking at that. You have to suspend disbelief and think that a 120-pound woman can take on an equally skilled 250-pound man and win. You have to think, there's a lot of things you have to do with that, too. If you're looking at action heroes, this is not to say that women cannot fight. Of course they can fight. There's some really good women fighters out there. But, you know, if you take an equally skilled woman and put her up against an equally skilled man, as we're seeing in the transgender studies that they're doing in the MMA right now, where they take transgender women and put them in there with regular women, and the transgender woman just destroys the regular woman, there are advantages to the male side of combat. But this is an attempt to get out here, and despite this woke hurdle being cleared, you know, they'll be back. And this is just one example of the condescension in Hollywood and the left. Every time we hear big pushes for diversity in Hollywood, we get warmed over tropes about how this character or that one should be reimagined to be of a different gender, color, both, or in some irrelevant characteristic. Should the next James Bond be black? Should the next James Bond be gay? That's not how the character was written. What Daniel Craig said was perfect and right. Rather than change what exists, how about creating something new? Isn't the left supposed to be full of the creative community? Taking the Wonder Years and pitching the Wonder Years, but black is creative in the way rewriting song lyrics is creative. It's new, but not really. And in Hollywood, which never stops lecturing the country about how racist and sexist we are, if they were really interested in practicing what they're preaching, no one would be looking to rebrand what exists already. They'd be creating something new. And moreover, they'd hire women and minorities to create those shows and movies, which they don't. It's easier and cheaper just to take what already exists, change it slightly, call it a twist, market it as wildly progressive, and congratulate yourself for being wonderful while hammering out a fat check. This happens in another way, too. We're constantly taking British TV series and trying to adopt them here in the United States. And, I mean, there was one called Coupling in the early 2000s. Hilarious. They brought it over here and they tried to Americanize it because we lack imagination. And it failed miserably. Failed miserably. But here's something. This is something that I've always been, you know, I don't know why they don't do it. I mean, I do know why they don't do it. Because it shouldn't be done. Can you imagine them taking a movie like Friday? The Ice Cube movie. and trying to redo that more diversely. Now, they wouldn't do it because the entire cast, I think, of that movie is black. But, and I love it. I love that flick. But, if you wanted to make it with a twist, the problem comes after they hammer out the fat check. The audience passes and the whole thing turns out to be a bomb. Like the reimagination of Ghostbusters with it being female. Had nothing to do with the way the females looked. It just wasn't the Ghostbusters. The public doesn't want rehashed garbage made to make the audience feel good about themselves rather than entertain. But if Hollywood wants to keep setting piles of cash on fire this way, I have a few pitches they could consider. How about the A-Team but with a multi-ethnic cast? The original had Vietnam vets. This would be a gang of Afghan war vets, all gender nonconforming, with vague ethnicities and a drive for environmental, social, and racial justice. All in the Family, but a black and Hispanic cast with a white neighbor they hate because he owns a string of barbecue joints, and there's a running debate over whether or not that is cultural appropriation. Or maybe the Cosby Show without all the rape off screen. Maybe that last one isn't really a pitch, more of a reminder that all of these people are awful creatures. Maybe you could just be creative. It's not hard. It's pretty easy, in fact. And James Bond is a man, a white guy. He likely won't always be. He'll probably be changed to whatever is fashionable at the time under pressure from the left, because that's what they do. And they'll do it because it's easier than trying something new, something different. And hiring people who look like people you want to pretend to be comfortable around. Audiences won't show up because we know when we're being condescended to, and we don't like it. Maybe RuPaul will acknowledge that fact in his Oscar acceptance speech for playing the dual roles of James and Jane Bond. Can you imagine it? I'm trying real hard not to. I got to be honest with you. Trying real hard not to. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Nationwide, ammo is in short supply. Mantis X lets you train from home without the cost of ammunition. Mantis X is a training accessory designed to fit your handgun or rifle. It tracks the movement of your weapon, providing real-time info regarding shooting trends. Mantis X gives you real-time feedback to become a better shooter and build confidence. Go to MantisX.com. Mantis X. Real-time precision, feedback, and results.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.